Yeah, I mean, he has to try. That has to be top priority, but it's a tough time of year to do it, right? You know, adding a defensive piece like that is like adding a one or a two center. It's next to impossible to do that, you know, this time of year, even at the trade deadline. You know, guys try, and I'm sure Shevelyov will try. And, you know, then you look at what's going on in Calgary with the Mark Giordano situation, right? And if he's out long-term, you know, what happens with Brad Treliving? I'm thinking that he probably would have used Travis Hamonic or TJ Brody or maybe Noah Hanifin as part of a collection of assets trying to acquire a top six forward. So is he in the market for a defenseman all of a sudden? So it's going to be a challenge. I don't think that there's any doubt of that, but that's a priority for the Winnipeg Jets, and I think that they'd like to add some help up front as well. You know, they still have a lot of balls in the air in terms of the injury front with Lowry long-term and the uncertainty around Brian Little, but I think this team has done well, and Shevelyov, you know, as long as they stay in the hunt in the next few weeks here, wants to do everything he can do as a general manager to bolster that blue line to take some heat off of their team game.